The Bush administration points to Uganda as the best example of its strategy for fighting AIDS, what it calls its ABC plan. It means telling people to practice sexual abstinence or to be faithful to one partner, and only if A and B fail, to use C for condoms. But as NPR's Richard Knox reports, a new study questions whether that's really working in Uganda.
For the past decade, a project in Uganda has sent AIDS workers door-to-door in 40 villages across the southern province of Rakai. The project surveys more than 10,000 people annually on their sexual behavior. It also screens people for HIV infection. It's the largest AIDS study in Uganda. Dr. Maria Waver of Columbia University says Rakai has seen a 30% decline in HIV prevalence since 1994, like the rest of Uganda. At the 12th Annual Retrovirus Conference in Boston, Waver said the data show Uganda's ABC strategy is effective, but not in the way its proponents claim.
Within the Rakai population, we have seen significant and very encouraging increases in condom use, both among adults and among adolescents 15 to 19 years old.
So C is working, but Waver says she can't say the same for A and B.
The proportion of males and females, young and old, who report having multiple partners has actually increased over the decade. We also see a reduction in the number of adolescents reporting that they use abstinence for HIV prevention.
Waver and her colleagues say most of the decline in HIV prevalence in Rakai is due to condoms and one other factor. The number of people dying of AIDS just about equals the number getting infected with HIV.
Basically, D, as we're calling it, ABCD, death mortality, has a major impact on prevalence.
Because the young adults who are dying of AIDS reduce the number susceptible to infection. Waver says increased condom use and decreased abstinence and monogamy cancel each other out in Rakai.
We have not seen any increase in the rate of new infections of HIV in the district. So the prevalence, that is, the proportion of people infected, is gradually going down. But in any given year, the proportions that are acquiring new infection has been relatively stable.
Some experts say the new study doesn't capture the impact of abstinence and monogamy. Professor Ted Green of Harvard says the Rakai Project started too late to document the profound changes in sexual mores in Uganda.
There was great behavioral change between about 1987 and about 1994 or 95. And I think that's because Uganda had a unique approach to AIDS prevention that focused on fundamentally changing sexual behavior rather than adding condom use to whatever sexual behavior might be.
Green says Uganda isn't really stressing the A and B of ABC anymore. Even though American AIDS grants require one-third of the funds to be spent on abstinence programs, and even though Ugandans still brag about the success of ABC.
If you look at the current national HIV-AIDS strategy for Uganda, it reads exactly like the strategy in Botswana or San Francisco or New York or anywhere else. There's no A or B elements in it. There's a passing reference to ABC once.
One thing both sides in this debate agree on is that Uganda's real gains in fighting HIV are in danger of slipping away, especially since the country is currently suffering from a shortage of condoms. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.